Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Can I make mine iced tea?
Yes, absolutely. It's been, and as warm as it's been, unseasonably warm, I don't blame you. Ebola. Boy, that has been in the news of late, unfortunately. Now, we have no reason to think that there's any threat of that disease in Commerce, but the city is taking action to inform people about whatever threat that potentially there could be.
Well, as you know, just recently, the fellow that had contracted it that was in Dallas had passed away. Mm-hmm. And so that caused a great deal of angst and worry in the Dallas community. And if you were listening, the folks back in Africa were real upset with both the African government and the Texas and United States government that he passed away. And I don't want to get involved with that part of the discussion, but certainly there's a couple of things that we need to look at. And one of them is that as we're entering into the fall part of the year, the fall season, we're kind of coming into what was commonly referred to as the flu season. And the symptoms, in some cases, tend to be alike. And so what the city is I think, trying to do, we're going to provide a website that on our website, a location that will be titled Most Frequently Asked Questions About Ebola. So if residents have a question concerning it, or maybe they think they've got a symptom or something they're worried about, they can go to the Commerce website, look for that link, and then as these it is updated, it'll be updated, I think, daily and weekly with the most frequently asked questions. So people that may not have the opportunity to head to a doctor or may tend to want to worry a little bit first, maybe they can check some of these questions and decide, well, maybe this I know this sounds rather strange. It's just the flu, as opposed, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Yeah. But people might, under the circumstances, there having been so much discussion about
sure.
Ebola, you get flu symptoms. You think, oh, my gosh, you know, is you think the worst. Some people are more inclined that way than other people. But
yeah, I'm next.
Yeah. Yeah. But who would be working on that for the city?
I believe Becky Thompson. It was her idea. And as far as doing the update work, I haven't been told that. I can't answer that question, but I'm perceiving that she will probably handle that as much as anything, as it was her idea.
Right. And that's a good idea. That's something you might want to keep going in general, just the general health information and health updates.
I think we're trying to be a little proactive here so that rather than people, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die because I've got Ebola.
Yeah.
We can go to the website and look up some of these frequently asked questions, maybe describe some of the symptoms, and, well, maybe it's just the flu, and I can go to the doctor and ask him that.
Yeah. We're talking with John Bilotti, the mayor of Commerce. Well, as we move through October, a pretty big event and a traditional event that is very, very popular in Commerce is Halloween on the Square. And so that's coming back again this
year. Yes, it is. And one of the things that happened, has happened, and you know this. When I was younger, now that's back in the last millennium,
right.
Which includes the last century.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm right there with you, man.
We always had Halloween on Halloween night. It didn't matter if it was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm.
Of course, if it was a Friday or Saturday, we got to stay up a little later.
Right.
But we always had Halloween on Halloween night. And as you know, kind of the more modern reasoning is, well, we'll just, if it's on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, we'll switch it to Saturday or Friday or something like that if it's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So my tourism events coordinator, Ms. Sherry Johnson, who's in charge with that, said that we're going to celebrate Halloween on Halloween night. And
bully.
Yes. And it happens to be that it's a Friday night this year, so it's not an issue. But like last year, it was on, a Thursday, and from 5 to 7. And so Sherry worked diligently, and we had one of the largest participation of city vendors that we've ever had, and I think she's already got a larger group this year. And it's very successful because the youngsters can come out, and as you know, the pathway is set up and down Main Street,
And Alamo Street.
And Alamo Street. And so they can work both sides of the street Washington, mm-hmm. and kind of get around town in a pretty short order. And the vendors are very willing to participate. And I think we're going to have a couple of jump houses out there for
now,
them
when you
as
say
well.
Vendors, what sort of
businesses? Business? Excuse me. I just came from the Texas Municipal League convention.
Get into that fancy talk that right. Mayors enjoy. The merchants provide the
yes.
candy and the
yes.
treats and the
yes.
and so forth. And of course, obviously, in this modern day and time, people are reluctant to send their kids just down the street in any old neighborhood or just about any neighborhood, and so the to have it downtown makes a lot of sense.
And that's one of the things that's very important, because that. It's all wrapped, individually wrapped, yeah. and we can very trust our merchants.
Well, thanks for having that glass of iced tea with us today.
And I'll have a refill before I go.
You bet. Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.